Being intelligent is wonderful, but it doesn't happen suddenly. If you want to become intelligent, you need to form habits that will develop your intelligence and nurture your mind. While some individuals are naturally intelligent, most smart people follow daily routines to sustain their intelligence. Whether they do this in leadership, business, the arts, or any other field, they consistently push and challenge themselves. Stoicism is a philosophy that emphasizes the importance of self-reflection, emotional intelligence, resilience, growth mindset, discipline, and mindfulness. By practicing these principles, you can become a more intelligent, thoughtful, and compassionate person. Let's dive into each of these principles in more detail. Step 1. Practice self-reflection and introspection regularly. Self-reflection and introspection are essential for personal growth and development. By taking the time to reflect on your thoughts, emotions, and actions, you can gain a better understanding of yourself and your place in the world. This process can help you identify areas for improvement and make positive changes in your life. To practice self-reflection, set aside time each day to think about your day and your experiences. Ask yourself questions like, "What did I do well today?" and "What could I have done better?" Write down your thoughts in a journal or notebook to track your progress over time. To become an intelligent person, it is crucial to practice self-reflection and introspection regularly. Self-reflection is the process of looking inward and examining our thoughts, emotions, and actions. It allows us to gain a deeper understanding of ourselves and our behaviors, leading to personal growth and self-improvement. Self-reflection involves setting aside dedicated time to contemplate our experiences, actions, and thoughts. It requires creating a quiet and comfortable space where we can be alone with our thoughts. This could be through journaling, meditation, or simply sitting in silence. During the process of self-reflection, we can ask ourselves thought-provoking questions to delve deeper into our inner world. Questions like, "What are my strengths and weaknesses? What are my core values?" or "What are my long-term goals?" can help us gain clarity about ourselves and our aspirations. Through self-reflection, we can identify patterns in our behavior and thought processes that may be holding us back or hindering our personal growth. It allows us to recognize any negative or limiting beliefs we may hold and work towards replacing them with more empowering ones. Self-reflection provides an opportunity to evaluate our actions and decisions. By analyzing past experiences, we can learn from our mistakes, celebrate our successes, and make adjustments for the future. This process of introspection helps us develop a deeper understanding of ourselves and our motivations. Regular practice of self-reflection cultivates self-awareness, which is a fundamental aspect of intelligence. When we are aware of our strengths, weaknesses, and emotions, we can make more informed choices and respond to situations with greater wisdom and clarity. In addition to self-reflection, seeking feedback from others can also contribute to our personal growth. By actively seeking constructive criticism and different perspectives, we can gain valuable insights that may not be apparent to us alone. This openness to feedback fosters a growth mindset and allows us to continuously learn and improve. So, practicing self-reflection and introspection regularly is a powerful tool for becoming an intelligent person. It enables us to gain self-awareness, identify areas for growth, and make informed decisions. By dedicating time to understand ourselves better, we pave the way for personal development and a deeper understanding of the world around us. Step 2. Cultivate wisdom by reading and learning from the experiences of others. Wisdom is not just about accumulating knowledge, but also about using that knowledge to make wise decisions and live a fulfilling life. To cultivate wisdom, read books, articles, and other materials that challenge your assumptions and expand your understanding of the world. Seek out the perspectives of people from different cultures, backgrounds, and experiences. Cultivating wisdom is a lifelong journey, and one powerful way to do so is by reading and learning from the experiences of others. Books, articles, and various forms of literature offer a treasure trove of knowledge and insights from individuals who have walked different paths and encountered diverse challenges in their lives. By immersing ourselves in these written works, we can tap into a wealth of wisdom that can shape our own understanding of the world and guide our actions. Reading allows us to access the thoughts and experiences of great thinkers, philosophers, and experts in various fields. It exposes us to different perspectives, cultures, and ideas that we may not encounter in our daily lives. Through literature, we can explore the depths of human emotions, delve into historical events, and gain insights into the complexities of the human condition. When we engage with written works, we have the opportunity to learn from the successes and failures of others. Biographies and autobiographies offer a window into the lives of remarkable individuals who have achieved great things or overcome significant challenges. By studying their journeys, we can extract valuable lessons, strategies, and approaches that can inspire us on our own paths. Reading helps us expand our knowledge base and develop a broader understanding of the world. It exposes us to different subjects, disciplines, and ideas, nurturing our intellectual curiosity and critical thinking skills. By exploring diverse topics, we can connect seemingly unrelated concepts and foster creativity in our own lives. To cultivate wisdom through reading, it is important to approach it with an open mind and a willingness to learn. Seek out books that challenge your existing beliefs and expose you to new perspectives. Engage with different genres, such as philosophy, history, psychology, or literature, to gain a well-rounded understanding of the world. It can be beneficial to engage in discussions or join book clubs where you can share insights and interpretations with others. This allows for a deeper exploration of the material and the opportunity to learn from different viewpoints. It is important to note that reading alone is not enough. To truly cultivate wisdom, we must reflect on what we have learned and apply it to our own lives. This involves integrating the knowledge gained from books with our own experiences and actively seeking opportunities for growth and self-improvement. So, cultivating wisdom through reading and learning from the experiences of others is a powerful way to expand our understanding of the world and ourselves. By immersing ourselves in literature, we can tap into the collective wisdom of humanity, gain new perspectives, and navigate our own journeys with greater insight and understanding. So let us embark on this intellectual adventure and embrace the transformative power of books in our quest for wisdom. Step 3. Develop emotional intelligence by practicing empathy and understanding the perspectives of others. Emotional intelligence is the ability to recognize and manage your own emotions, as well as understand and empathize with the emotions of others. To develop emotional intelligence, practice active listening. Ask questions and try to see things from other people's perspectives. This can help you build stronger relationships and communicate more effectively. Developing emotional intelligence is a key aspect of becoming an intelligent person, and one effective way to do so is by practicing empathy and understanding the perspectives of others. Emotional intelligence involves the ability to recognize, understand, and manage our own emotions, as well as empathize with the emotions of others. By honing our empathetic skills and embracing different viewpoints, we can enhance our emotional intelligence and cultivate meaningful connections with those around us. Empathy is the ability to put ourselves in someone else's shoes and understand their feelings, thoughts, and experiences. It allows us to connect with others on a deeper level and respond to their needs with compassion and understanding. By actively practicing empathy, we can foster stronger relationships, resolve conflicts more effectively, and create a more inclusive and harmonious environment. To develop empathy, it is important to actively listen to others. This means giving our full attention, suspending judgment, and seeking to understand their perspective without interruption. By truly listening, we can pick up on subtle cues, emotions, and nonverbal communication that provide insight into their experiences. In addition to listening, it is essential to validate and acknowledge the feelings of others. This involves expressing empathy and understanding by saying things like, "I can understand why you feel that way," or "it must be challenging for you." By validating their emotions, we create a safe space for open communication and build trust. Understanding the perspectives of others goes hand in hand with empathy. It requires us to step outside of our own worldview and consider alternative viewpoints. This can be done through active engagement in conversations, seeking out diverse opinions, and exposing ourselves to different cultures and experiences. By broadening our understanding of different perspectives, we become more open-minded and adaptable. We gain a deeper appreciation for the complexities of human experiences and recognize that there are multiple valid ways of seeing the world. This understanding fosters empathy and helps us navigate interpersonal relationships with sensitivity and compassion. Developing emotional intelligence through empathy and understanding also involves self-reflection. It requires us to examine our own biases, assumptions, and reactions in order to cultivate greater self-awareness. By understanding our own emotional triggers and patterns, we can better manage our own emotions and respond to others in a more empathetic manner. So, developing emotional intelligence through practicing empathy and understanding the perspectives of others is a powerful way to enhance our intelligence and build meaningful connections. Step 4. Focus on what is within your control and let go of what is not. Stoicism emphasizes the importance of focusing on what you can control and letting go of what you cannot control. This means accepting things as they are and finding ways to work with them, rather than fighting against them. By focusing on what is within your control, you can reduce stress and anxiety and make better decisions. Focusing on what is within our control and letting go of what is not is a fundamental principle of Stoicism and a valuable mindset for personal growth and intelligence. In life, there are many things that are beyond our control, such as external events, the actions of others, or even the passage of time. By shifting our focus to what we can control, we can cultivate a sense of empowerment, resilience, and clarity. One of the first steps in adopting this mindset is to identify and differentiate between what is within our control and what is not. We have control over our thoughts, attitudes, actions, and choices. These are the areas where we can exert our influence and make meaningful changes. On the other hand, external circumstances, opinions of others, and unexpected events are typically beyond our control. By recognizing this distinction, we can avoid wasting our energy and resources on things that are outside our sphere of influence. Instead, we can direct our attention and efforts towards what truly matters and where we can make a difference. This shift in focus allows us to channel our energy into areas that promote personal growth, learning, and positive change. Focusing on what is within our control enables us to develop a sense of agency and responsibility for our own lives. We become proactive instead of reactive, taking ownership of our actions and decisions. This mindset empowers us to make intentional choices aligned with our values and goals, rather than being driven by external circumstances or the opinions of others. Letting go of what is beyond our control requires acceptance and a willingness to adapt. It does not mean becoming passive or indifferent. Rather, it involves acknowledging that some things are simply outside of our influence. By accepting this reality, we can free ourselves from unnecessary stress, anxiety, and frustration. Practicing mindfulness can be a helpful tool in letting go of what is beyond our control. Mindfulness involves being fully present in the current moment and observing our thoughts and emotions without judgment. It allows us to cultivate a sense of inner calm and detach ourselves from external outcomes or circumstances. By focusing on what is within our control and letting go of what is not, we cultivate resilience and emotional well-being. We become better equipped to navigate challenges, setbacks, and uncertainties with grace and adaptability. This mindset fosters a growth-oriented perspective as we learn from experiences and find opportunities for personal development even in the face of adversity. So, focusing on what is within our control and letting go of what is not is a powerful mindset for personal growth and intelligence. By directing our attention and efforts towards what we can influence, we empower ourselves to make positive changes and cultivate resilience in the face of challenges. Step 5. Embrace challenges as opportunities for growth and learning. Challenges are an inevitable part of life, but they can also be opportunities for growth and learning. By embracing challenges, you can develop resilience and learn new skills that can help you overcome future obstacles. Instead of avoiding challenges, seek them out and approach them with a growth mindset. Embracing challenges as opportunities for growth and learning is a mindset that can propel us forward on our journey of personal development and intelligence. While challenges may initially appear daunting or overwhelming, they offer invaluable opportunities for us to stretch our limits, acquire new skills, and gain a deeper understanding of ourselves and the world around us. When faced with a challenge, it is natural to feel a sense of discomfort or uncertainty. However, by reframing our perspective, we can view these challenges as stepping stones towards personal growth rather than obstacles to be avoided. Embracing challenges allows us to adopt a growth mindset, which is the belief that our abilities and intelligence can be developed through effort and perseverance. One way to approach challenges is by adopting a curious and open mindset. Rather than fearing failure or setbacks, we can view them as opportunities to learn and improve. By embracing challenges, we become more resilient and adaptable as we develop the skills and mindset necessary to navigate obstacles and setbacks with grace. In the face of challenges, it is important to maintain a positive attitude and believe in our own abilities. Cultivating self-confidence and self-belief allows us to approach challenges with a sense of optimism and determination. This positive mindset enables us to persevere through difficulties and find creative solutions to overcome obstacles. Challenges provide us with the opportunity to step outside of our comfort zones and explore new possibilities. By pushing ourselves beyond what is familiar or easy, we expand our horizons and discover hidden strengths and capabilities. This process of pushing boundaries fosters personal growth and allows us to tap into our full potential. Embracing challenges also involves seeking support and guidance from others. Recognizing that we do not have to face challenges alone can be empowering. Seeking advice from mentors, collaborating with peers, or even asking for help when needed can provide valuable insights and perspectives that can help us navigate challenges more effectively. It is important to remember that embracing challenges does not mean seeking out unnecessary difficulties or taking on more than we can handle. It means approaching challenges with a growth-oriented mindset, embracing the learning opportunities they present, and being willing to step outside of our comfort zones when necessary. So, embracing challenges as opportunities for growth and learning is a powerful mindset that can enhance our personal development and intelligence. By adopting a growth mindset, maintaining a positive attitude, seeking support from others, and stepping outside of our comfort zones, we can transform challenges into catalysts for personal growth and unleash our full potential. Step 6. Practice resilience by bouncing back from setbacks and failures. Resilience is the ability to bounce back from setbacks and failures. To develop resilience, focus on your strengths and find ways to overcome obstacles. When faced with a setback or failure, take time to reflect on what you can learn from the experience and how you can use that knowledge to move forward. Practicing resilience by bouncing back from setbacks and failures is a crucial skill that can contribute to personal growth, emotional well-being, and overall intelligence. Life is full of ups and downs, and setbacks and failures are inevitable. However, it is how we respond to these challenges that defines our character and determines our future success. Resilience is the ability to adapt, recover, and bounce back from adversity. It involves maintaining a positive mindset, persevering through difficulties, and learning from setbacks. By practicing resilience, we develop the inner strength and resourcefulness to navigate obstacles and setbacks with grace and determination. One key aspect of resilience is reframing setbacks and failures as opportunities for growth and learning. Rather than viewing them as indicators of personal inadequacy or permanent defeat, we can see them as valuable lessons and stepping stones towards success. By embracing a growth mindset, we recognize that setbacks are not final outcomes, but rather temporary detours on our journey towards achieving our goals. When faced with a setback or failure, it is important to allow ourselves to feel the emotions associated with it. It is natural to experience disappointment, frustration, or even sadness. Acknowledging these emotions and giving ourselves permission to feel them is an important step in the process of bouncing back. However, it is equally important to not dwell on these negative emotions for too long. Instead, we can channel our energy towards finding solutions, learning from the experience, and moving forward. Practicing self-compassion is also essential in building resilience. It involves treating ourselves with kindness, understanding, and forgiveness when we face setbacks or failures. Rather than engaging in self-blame or negative self-talk, we can offer ourselves the same level of empathy and support that we would extend to a friend or loved one. This self-compassionate approach allows us to maintain a positive self-image and build the inner strength necessary to persevere through challenges. Seeking support from others is another important aspect of practicing resilience. Connecting with friends, family, mentors, or support networks can provide valuable perspectives, encouragement, and guidance during difficult times. Sharing our experiences and seeking advice or feedback can help us gain new insights and develop strategies for overcoming setbacks. Resilience involves maintaining a long-term perspective. It is important to remember that setbacks and failures are often temporary and do not define our ultimate success or worth. By focusing on our long-term goals and aspirations, we can maintain motivation and continue moving forward despite temporary setbacks. So, practicing resilience by bouncing back from setbacks and failures is a vital skill that contributes to personal growth and intelligence. Step 7. Develop a growth mindset by believing in your ability to learn and improve. A growth mindset is the belief that you can learn and improve through hard work and dedication. To develop a growth mindset, focus on the process rather than the outcome. Set goals that challenge you but are achievable with effort, and celebrate your progress along the way. Developing a growth mindset by believing in our ability to learn and improve is a powerful mindset that can enhance our personal development, intelligence, and overall success. A growth mindset is the belief that our abilities and intelligence can be developed through effort, practice, and perseverance. By adopting this mindset, we open ourselves up to endless possibilities for growth and embrace challenges as opportunities for learning and improvement. One of the key aspects of developing a growth mindset is cultivating a belief in our own potential. It starts with recognizing that intelligence and abilities are not fixed traits but can be developed over time. By acknowledging that we have the capacity to learn, adapt, and improve, we'd free ourselves from self-imposed limitations and open the door to continuous growth. Believing in our ability to learn and improve also involves reframing failures and setbacks as stepping stones towards success. Rather than viewing them as indicators of our limitations or inadequacies, we see them as valuable learning experiences that contribute to our growth. We understand that setbacks and mistakes are natural parts of the learning process and provide opportunities for reflection, adjustment, and improvement. To develop a growth mindset, it is important to embrace challenges and step outside of our comfort zones. By willingly taking on new experiences and tasks that may initially seem difficult or unfamiliar, we expose ourselves to opportunities for growth and learning. Embracing challenges allows us to develop new skills, expand our knowledge, and gain confidence in our ability to overcome obstacles. Another important aspect of developing a growth mindset is the willingness to put in effort and practice. Recognizing that mastery comes through deliberate practice and dedication, we commit ourselves to continuous learning and improvement. By embracing a process-oriented approach, rather than focusing solely on outcomes, we develop resilience, perseverance, and a love for learning itself. Seeking feedback and being open to constructive criticism is also crucial in developing a growth mindset. By actively seeking feedback from others, we gain valuable insights into areas where we can improve. Constructive criticism becomes an opportunity for growth rather than a personal attack. We learn to separate our sense of self-worth from our performance, allowing us to embrace feedback as a means of enhancing our skills and knowledge. Developing a growth mindset involves surrounding ourselves with a supportive and encouraging environment. By seeking out mentors, peers, or communities that foster a growth mindset, we can benefit from their guidance, inspiration, and shared experiences. Being part of a supportive network provides motivation, accountability, and a sense of belonging on our journey towards continuous improvement. So, developing a growth mindset by believing in our ability to learn and improve is a transformative mindset that can enhance our personal development, intelligence, and success. Step 8. Cultivate discipline and self-control by setting goals and sticking to them. Discipline and self-control are essential for achieving your goals. To cultivate discipline, set specific, measurable goals for yourself and create a plan to achieve them. Hold yourself accountable for staying on track and making progress towards your goals. Cultivating discipline and self-control by setting goals and sticking to them is a powerful practice that can lead to personal growth, achievement, and increased intelligence. Discipline and self-control are essential qualities that allow us to stay focused, motivated, and committed to our aspirations. Setting goals provides us with a clear direction and purpose. When we have a specific goal in mind, whether it's related to our personal or professional life, we are more likely to take intentional actions towards its attainment. By setting meaningful and achievable goals, we create a roadmap that guides our efforts and serves as a source of motivation. To cultivate discipline and self-control, it is important to set SMART goals, goals that are specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time-bound. Specific goals provide clarity on what we want to achieve, while measurable goals allow us to track our progress. Attainable goals are realistic and within our reach, while relevant goals align with our values and aspirations. Lastly, time-bound goals have a clear deadline or time frame, which helps us stay focused and accountable. Once we have set our goals, the key is to stick to them. This requires discipline and self-control. Discipline involves making conscious choices and taking consistent action towards our goals, even when faced with distractions or temptations. Self-control is the ability to resist immediate gratification in favor of long-term benefits. To cultivate discipline and self-control, it can be helpful to break our goals down into smaller, manageable tasks. This allows us to focus on one step at a time, making the process more approachable and less overwhelming. By setting realistic expectations and creating a schedule or action plan, we can stay organized and maintain momentum towards our goals. Creating accountability mechanisms can also support our efforts in cultivating discipline and self-control. This can include sharing our goals with others, joining a support group or accountability partnership, or using technology tools that track our progress. By involving others in our journey, we create a sense of responsibility and increase our commitment to staying on track. Practicing self-reflection and self-awareness is another important aspect of cultivating discipline and self-control. By understanding our strengths, weaknesses, triggers, and patterns of behavior, we can anticipate challenges and develop strategies to overcome them. This self-awareness allows us to make conscious choices aligned with our goals and values. It is important to remember that discipline and self-control are skills that can be developed over time. Like any skill, they require practice and consistency. By celebrating small victories along the way and learning from setbacks, we can strengthen our discipline muscles and cultivate a mindset of perseverance. So, cultivating discipline and self-control by setting goals and sticking to them is a powerful practice that leads to personal growth and increased intelligence. By setting SMART goals, breaking them down into manageable tasks, creating accountability mechanisms, practicing self-reflection, and staying committed to the process, we can develop the discipline and self-control necessary to achieve our aspirations. Step 9. Practice mindfulness to stay present and focused on the task at hand. Mindfulness is the practice of staying present in the moment without judgment. To practice mindfulness, focus on your breath or another anchor point to help you stay present. When your mind wanders, gently bring it back to the present moment without judgment or criticism. Practicing mindfulness to stay present and focused on the task at hand is a valuable practice that can enhance our productivity, concentration, and overall well-being. Mindfulness involves intentionally bringing our attention to the present moment, without judgment or attachment to thoughts or distractions. By cultivating mindfulness, we can optimize our mental clarity and engage fully in the tasks we undertake. One of the foundational aspects of mindfulness is developing an awareness of our thoughts, emotions, and bodily sensations in the present moment. By observing our mental and physical experiences without judgment, we can become more attuned to the present and less likely to be distracted by past regrets or future worries. To practice mindfulness in the context of staying present and focused on the task at hand, it can be helpful to start by setting clear intentions. Before beginning a task, take a moment to consciously acknowledge what you aim to accomplish and why it is important to you. This intention setting helps create a mental anchor that guides your focus and commitment. As you engage in the task, bring your attention fully to the present moment. Notice the sensations, thoughts, and emotions that arise without getting caught up in them. If you find your mind wandering or getting distracted, gently redirect your focus back to the task at hand. This process of repeatedly bringing your attention back to the present strengthens your ability to stay focused and minimizes the impact of distractions. Another aspect of practicing mindfulness is cultivating a non-judgmental attitude towards your experiences. Instead of labeling thoughts or distractions as good or bad, simply observe them with curiosity and acceptance. This non-judgmental stance allows you to let go of self-criticism or perfectionism, creating a more conducive environment for concentration and flow. Incorporating mindfulness techniques, such as deep breathing exercises or brief moments of meditation, can also support staying present and focused. These practices help calm the mind, reduce stress, and enhance mental clarity. Even a few minutes of mindful breathing or a short meditation break can recharge your focus and increase your ability to sustain attention. Practicing mindfulness throughout the day, not just during specific tasks, can also contribute to staying present and focused. By bringing mindful awareness to everyday activities such as eating, walking, or interacting with others, you cultivate a habit of presence that carries over into your work or study tasks. So, practicing mindfulness is a powerful tool for staying present and focused on the task at hand. By cultivating awareness, setting clear intentions, redirecting attention, embracing non-judgment, and incorporating mindfulness practices into your daily routine, you can enhance your ability to concentrate, increase productivity, and find greater fulfillment in your work and activities. Step 10. Foster meaningful relationships with others by practicing kindness, compassion, and gratitude. Relationships are an important part of life, and cultivating meaningful connections with others can bring joy and fulfillment. To foster meaningful relationships, practice kindness, compassion, and gratitude towards others. Listen actively, show empathy, and express gratitude for the people in your life. Fostering meaningful relationships with others by practicing kindness, compassion, and gratitude is a powerful way to enhance our social intelligence, emotional well-being, and overall happiness. Meaningful relationships provide us with a sense of belonging, support, and connection, which are essential for our personal growth and fulfillment. Practicing kindness involves intentionally treating others with warmth, generosity, and empathy. By extending kindness to others, we create a positive ripple effect that can enhance our relationships and contribute to a more harmonious social environment. Simple acts of kindness, such as expressing gratitude, offering help, or showing interest in others' lives, can go a long way in building meaningful connections. Compassion is another essential aspect of fostering meaningful relationships. Compassion involves recognizing and empathizing with others' suffering or struggles, and responding with care and support. By cultivating compassion towards others, we create a sense of shared humanity and increase our ability to connect authentically with others. Gratitude is also a powerful practice that can enhance our relationships with others. By intentionally focusing on the positive aspects of our relationships and expressing appreciation for them, we create a sense of mutual respect and admiration. Gratitude also helps us maintain a positive perspective and overcome negative biases or assumptions that can damage our relationships. To foster meaningful relationships with others, it is important to practice active listening and effective communication. Active listening involves giving our full attention to others and seeking to understand their perspectives without judgment or interruption. Effective communication involves expressing ourselves clearly and respectfully, while also being open to feedback and willing to compromise when necessary. Creating opportunities for shared experiences and activities can also enhance our relationships with others. By engaging in activities that align with our interests or values, we create opportunities for connection and collaboration. Shared experiences also provide us with memories and stories that strengthen our bonds over time. Fostering meaningful relationships involves being present and available for others when they need us. This requires being attentive to others' needs, offering support and encouragement when appropriate, and respecting their boundaries and preferences. By showing up for others consistently and authentically, we build trust and deepen our connections. Lastly, it is important to remember that fostering meaningful relationships requires ongoing effort and investment. Maintaining healthy relationships requires regular communication, active listening, and mutual respect. By prioritizing our relationships and investing in them over time, we create a network of support and connection that enhances our overall well-being. So, by following the teachings of Stoicism and practicing these principles regularly, you can become a more intelligent, thoughtful, and compassionate person. Remember to practice self-reflection, cultivate wisdom, develop emotional intelligence, focus on what is within your control, embrace challenges, practice resilience, develop a growth mindset, cultivate discipline and self-control, practice mindfulness, and foster meaningful relationships with others. By doing so, you can live a more fulfilling life and make a positive impact on those around you.